Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 97. Yes, I'm still away in the Algarve, as you can see by the picture that is associated with this podcast this week. I hope you're all well. I don't know how you're listening or where you're listening, but I hope wherever you are, you're having a wonderful time. Again, same as last week, or yesterday in my book, I'm picking out some of the older tracks, some tracks I haven't played for a while. There's one new track I've got this week. In fact, I've got two new tracks this week, but the other track wasn't very good. Not very good. You see, I do demonstrate some form of quality control. So basically, you get all the good stuff, and I'll sift out all the not so good stuff. Anyway, first thing I'm going to play you, great track from a fantastic Southampton band. This is Haunted Stereo and Can You See My Side?
And Andy
from Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to
Nick Tance, Is This Thing On podcast.
See, it's one big family down here. That's Andy McCluskey from Haunted Stereo, who I've played quite a few times. And Haunted Stereo I've played a few times. Haven't played this a lot, actually. This is from Late Riser, who's Hales, I think they call it. Hales from Scotland. Nice little chill out tune, this. This is Dick Logic.
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely, lovely little chill out track which I'll be listening to whilst I'm on the beach as you listen to this. Possibly, not too sure. Anyway, next track I've played before is by somebody called May KB. This is a nice little track. This nice little, again, sort of chill-outy track, but more of an acoustic vibe, if you know what I mean. This is May KB and Conquer.
Dried up and turned to the dust, which builds up these very bones, let me rot and wither back into the stones from which we all slithered. Oh, left out in these storms our rust, with colours far brighter than you ever imagined, with these holes out turned to the crust, the hard hollow centre far much greater than you fathomed. Oh, send me back down the long dark track, I would rather go forward, but it's safer going back, you cried. And I came a long way to discover distant shores, but if I can conquer my fears, then you can conquer yours. Just atoms in a molecule, each item is vital to create the whole, and never will we let go of the importance of each complete soul. But if I was to slip out of place for a second or two to admire the view, would a new face be born to replace my worn and weathered one, my tired and tattered one? Oh, send me back down the long dark track, I would rather go forward, but it's safer going back, you cried. And I came a long way to discover distant shores, and if I can conquer my fears, then you can conquer yours. You can conquer yours. You can conquer yours. You can conquer yours.
Hello everyone, this is James, aka The Rambling Canadian, and you're listening to Is This Thing On? I really wish I could play the guitar and sing like Nick Tan does. But he's a god. A god, I tell you.
A god, I tell you. I'll tell you, no. Yeah, that was my KB and Conker. Really nice little instrumental. It wasn't instrumental, was it? It was an acoustic track. we call them here. The next track I'm going to play is by a longtime friend of the podcast, Sammy Dahlstrom. I did an interview with her last year. In fact, I did a lot more interviews last year than I've ever done before. I haven't done any recently. I've got a couple lined up. One with Jenny Walker. I'm going to interview her when I get back. And maybe when I get back off holiday, we'll maybe do a few little more interviews. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, if you want to listen to the interview I did with Salmi, have I done one or two? I'm not sure. If you go onto the podcast website, it's thisthingonpodcast.com, and put in Salmi Dahlstrom into the search engine, it will tell you where it will show all the podcasts where I played her and interviews, etc. Anyway, this is one that a lot of people might have heard, especially if you're in the States. Various adverts, bits and pieces of this song you're going to hear will have cropped up somewhere. Anyway, this is a great jump around track, and it's by Sammy Dahlstrom, as I said, and it's called Come On Y'all.
Ooh, la la. Sing ooh, la 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 la. Come on, y'all. Ooh, la la. Sing ooh, la 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 la. Come on, y'all.
Hi, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On Podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay.
Yeah, she listens all the time. Okay, that's Salmi Dahlstrom from a fantastically produced single, as you can hear, as you will have heard. Not here, unless... No, yeah, right. As you can hear... No, I did that again wrong, didn't I? Screw it. I'm going to carry on doing it, Salmi. I'm going to carry on, baby. Beautifully produced single there. Next... Not so beautifully produced, but still quite beautiful. This is Waxers At and Make a Man out of me. Is it Make a Man Out of Me? Hang on, let me check myself. It is Make a Man Out. I'm doubting myself. Make a Man Out of Me. A beautiful track.
Tell me something you want me to be. Make a man out of me. Kick, scratch and chip away at me. You see, I'm just ordinary. Now it's time that we face up to facts. Instead of stepping over cracks, sit down, relax and cry perhaps. Oh, how should I react? When you tell me it's falling down on us tonight, maybe it's time that we give up these little fights. So sweet each and every time. Tell me you'll go forever, leave my side. Claw back and tear at what you need. I'll tell you what I mean. Take a look at me, I can guarantee. You see, I'm very ordinary. Give me your hand, I'll hold it in my palm. Well, would it do any harm? You can't breathe and stay with me. But you tell me it's falling down on us tonight. Maybe it's time that we give up these little fights. It's crazy to put ourselves through each and every time. Tell me you'll go forever, leave my side.
Listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast from Japan.
He certainly is. That was Waxer's At and Make a Man Out of Me. Beautiful, lovely, really nice, simplistic songs from the heart. Bags of honesty. Honesty in buckets they've got there. Not the best producer of stuff, but you know, but what can you expect? Bloody students. Right, now, last podcast I played you Watch Your Mother's I Watch Your Mother's song review from olden days, and I quite liked it. I thought it was really funny. So you know what? I'm going to play another one.
Oh, we are watching mother. brothers on Nick Tan's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you did sing. We sent them in to Nick Tan to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Watch with Mothers podcast number... What number is it?
I think it's number 36. Hello!
Number 36, hello. And today, what are we doing today?
Are we doing Terry Wogan today?
Oh, shit, we're meant to be doing music, it's Friday.
Oh, shit, right, no, sorry about that. So you don't want to know Sir Michael Terence Wogan, KBE, born 3rd of August 1938?
No, we're doing music. Don't you remember, Nick Tan asked us to do some music.
Off of the internet, Nick Tan. Hello!
Hello. He sent us those songs. Did you listen to them?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So you're telling me all of the six pages of research I've got on Terry Wogan, we're not doing that, are we?
We'll just use that next week.
My speech? I've written a speech.
Forget the speech.
Ah. Yeah, right, fuck it. Right, oh, all right, well, yeah, I've listened to this lot. Did you listen to them?
I did, starting with Vega Ascension.
Right.
And Liftoff.
Liftoff to Infinity.
Is that what it was called?
I think it was, yeah. Liftoff to Infinity. I think, are they Russian?
I believe they're Russian, even though they sound German to my ears.
Right. Have you got any notes?
Got a few notes. Have you?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Shall I say what I've written?
Yeah, go for it.
I am in 1992. I am making shapes in a field after consuming a Mitsubishi and half a 007. There you go.
Is that your note?
Well, I also did... I was expecting robot voice people to turn up, but they didn't. And I could imagine this as being the opening music to a 1980s cop show.
Very strange, because I've put... This is like a sort of Russian Kraftwerk. Yeah. And any second now, I expect the vocal line to come in going, Brother Louie, 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 do 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 me do me do me. You know that song?
No.
And I also think it sounded like, it just made me think I was playing Tetris. Really.
Well, I thought I was expecting somebody to go and go, Earth, 1975, Earth, don't destroy the Earth, boogie people. You know what I mean? Some kind of robot sort of malarkey.
Yeah, but that didn't happen, did it? It just sort of went on for 4 minutes.
Four long minutes.
So you didn't like it then?
I thought it was all right. I mean, I did write in big capital letters, Lift Off! And nice orchestra bits.
Well, I think if I was in the Soviet Republic in the 90s, and I wanted to go to a club, that's the kind of music I'd want to hear whilst quaffing vodka.
Yeah, and if you'd had a couple of ecstasy tablets and you wanted to make some strange shapes, which were mainly boxes with your hands.
Sort of L-shapes, T-shapes, like Tetris shapes.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. Maybe going down into a trough with the music. Da 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 da. Like that.
Hasn't that already been done, though? There was a Tetris remix that went to number one in the 90s.
I mean, it was, yeah. There was some fellow... wasn't it some bloke in a baseball cap and shades behind the thing? Looking like that bloke out of the Pet Shop Boys. Not that one, the other one.
I think the lyrics went, Tetris, 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 Tetris.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do the Tetris thing. Da da, yeah. Da 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 da. Say Tetris over this.
Yeah, it comes in after you've finished that melody. So
right,
do that melody.
All right. Well, hold on. You ready?
Yes.
Da 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 da. Is that it?
Tetris. Oh, you fucked. Jang jang a jang a jang a jang jang a jang a jang a. Come and play, everything is a-okay. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. We are talking about Hamilton's song, and I too have made a Sesame Street reference in my notes. I've written Sesame Street music, jaunty American gubbins.
I have written that it sounds like the Magnetic Fields. Have you heard of them, an indie band?
No, of course I've not heard of those. I don't know anything about music at all.
Well, you're obviously a good candidate for this job.
I am, thank you.
So, yeah, it sounds like the Magnetic Fields, and I've written Sesame Street, Ernie off of Bert and Ernie.
Bernie off of Ert and Bernie?
Bert, no, Ernie, Bert, Ernie, Bertie, Ernie, hang on. I can't read my handwriting.
Bernard Ernard.
Well, it's that one who's not got a long face.
That's Bernard Ernard.
That one.
Yeah, Bernard Ernard. The other one's Ernard Bernard.
Well, it sounds like him anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit... I mean, no offence to Hamilton, if he's listening, but I did think it sounded a bit like something you'd hear on Sesame Street or something that the Wiggles would do. You know the Wiggles?
The Wiggles, are they the Australian children's entertainers?
They are indeed, yeah, the ones with the polo necks.
The polo necks, and they wear slacks, and they're all middle-aged men, and they dance near children.
Hang around small children.
Not that we're saying Hamilton does any of that stuff.
No, God, no. But, no, I thought it reminded me a bit like that. It was like, I don't know, obviously Nick's got quite a lot of American listeners, I assume. But over here, we used to have a show called Rainbow, didn't we?
Oh, we did. I'll paint the whole world with your rainbow.
Not with your rainbow. That sounds dirty.
Why?
Paint the whole world with your rainbow, i.e. your cock.
Do you call your cock your rainbow?
No, but what comes out of your cock if you've had a curry or what have you? Not a curry, you know what I mean? If you've had LSD... Paint the whole world with your psychotropic cock. What was my point?
Totally forgot.
Well, anyway, I think that's that, isn't it?
Well, no, I want to get to the bottom of this. Hamilton, is that just his surname, or has he got a first name?
I imagine his first name is either Bernie or Ertnard.
Enid. Now you mention it, it must be Bernie.
You nod?
Bernie Hamilton. Hamilton, call yourself Bernie Hamilton, it'll make you more approachable.
Yeah, Bernie. If you call yourself Bernie Hamilton and maybe do some songs for grown-ups.
Well, there are some very infantile grown-ups. Looking at you.
I'm not a very infantile grown-up. I know loads of stuff about loads of adult things.
Well, porn is not necessarily... mature, is it?
Well, the kind of porn I watch is.
So, the Funky Poets.
Funky, funky, funky. They were funky, weren't they?
Bit too funky for my liking.
Yeah, they were. If you like the music of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thrown together with those people who sung about Scooby-Doo, but in a cool way, they advertised the bridge, I think.
Who?
Do you know, there's a lazy-looking bastard. I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo. That one.
No, you're going to have to... Who's that, then?
I'm hanging around. There's Scooby-Doo. I'm feeding him Scooby-Doo biscuits. Scooby Snacks, that's what the missus has just said, that. That lot, they advertised a bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
They advertised a bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
That's them.
I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo.
Feeding him Scooby biscuits.
It sounded more like level 42 played at 45 RPM to me.
Well, I thought it sounded like Red Hot Chili Peppers crossed with Fun with Criminals.
Smeared in poo.
Smeared in... No, being fed biscuits. What? So, you weren't a great fan of this, then?
It sounded like Frank Zappa, who I'm a massive fan of, but it sounded like...
I don't like him.
It sounded like him in the 80s when he went a bit sort of, 80s.
Well, they all did that, though, didn't they? David Bowie went a bit 80s. You remember, he was all Tin Machine. That was shit.
Paul McCartney also went a bit 80s in the 80s.
Yeah, but his 80s was quite a good 80s.
Well, I suppose it was the 80s.
And a dog girl is mine.
Now, that is a good song. Funky Poets could take a leaf out of Macklin and Michael's book there, I think.
I think they should, yeah. I mean, if you're listening, Funky Poets, I think you should throw away all this Red Hot Pepper, Fun with Criminals, Haircut 100 business, and instead listen to The Doggone Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson, sadly deceased, and Paul McCartney, who's got very brown hair all of a sudden, and do songs like that in the future. What do you think?
Essentially, what we're saying is, don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
Boo, boo, the girl is mine.
Anything else to add?
No.
Really nothing. We've still got a couple of minutes on this.
Oh, have we? Yeah. Well, the only other thing I've written down here is, what was that thing they kept saying about England?
Something about William Shakespeare, wasn't it? William Shakespeare!
William Shakespeare comes off of England, so do other things, such as brown sauce, pork pies, what else?
The Dictionary.
The Dictionary by Samuel Jackson Johnson.
So, sandwiches?
Sandwiches. Yeah, we invented sandwiches. We invented the Wellington boot. Well, anyway, is that in the Funky Poets song, is it?
That's how it went, isn't it? Hello, William Shakespeare. You got your sandwiches, you got your Wellingtons. Winnie the Pooh, doopy dooby doo.
Brown sauce.
Pork pies.
Pork pies. Well, there you go.
Well, I think we've given some sage advice there to the Funky Poets.
Yeah, be more like Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Not separately, together. The mushman talkers that lounge around and read. Old funky poets, they cross their legs and they reek of sophistication. They finger paint on costly canvas, but they get the jitters when they get home.
Hello, this is the Posh Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
If you want to find out about Watch Your Mothers, it's too late. They are no more. They are now the Hot Potatoes. More about them in a few podcast time. Now, another track from a band who I've played before. This is a brand new track, actually. So this is a little bit of a breakaway because they sent me a track today and I thought I might as well play it because by the time I get back off holiday, to be honest, I'll have forgotten all about it. This is a band called Coloured Lines and this track is called Love Lost Light Part 2.
I'm
You're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On. Lovely. That was Coloured Lines and Love Lost Light Part 2. Now, if you're listening on one of the other radio stations, what was it, radio stations? Not the radio station, you know, the internet radio stations or whatever. I've never listened to it. Sorry about that. I have a feeling that some of them might just go for an hour. This one's going to go for about an hour and 15 minutes. There's some really good tracks at the end. So if you want to go to the website, you can actually listen straight off the website if you want to. You haven't got to do any of that Facebook. You haven't got to do any of that iTunes stuff. Although if you go onto iTunes and you know, set up to subscribe, it all happens as if by magic. Or you can subscribe on the website. If you go to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, you can also subscribe to the website, and when you do that, you get sent the MP3 as well, so you can do it that way. If you, because some people have got something against Apple. They think they're, I don't know, Satan or something. Apple's just a company. I buy stuff from them. I choose not to buy stuff from, you know, do you know what I mean? I don't really give a damn. Anyway, this track I'm going to play you next is from a long time submitter? Yeah, whatever. Contributor to the podcast. Matt McCabe, King Never. This track is beautiful. It does remind me of the Smashing Pumpkins. Do you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Vision, spirit in the vision, boy. This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Matt McCabe also mastered, engineered, he didn't engineer actually, he mastered and he collated all the tracks on the This Thing Is On podcast compilation CD, which is available from the website at the very cheap price of £6.50, or whatever country currency it is in your country. I'd advise you to go along and buy it. It's a fantastic, fantastic CD, full of just chock full of tracks. There's 13 tracks on there, including one of mine. And as an album, it's beautiful. It's been, like I say, it's been mastered by somebody who understands music. So go to Matt McCabe. There's links everywhere. There's links everywhere, I tell you. Right, We Sell Seashells. I played them just twice, ages and ages ago. Kind of forgotten about them. And then on Twitter, I was chatting to the violin player, and I said, oh, I must play one of your tracks. And do you know what I did? I actually forgot which band she plays with, but doesn't matter. I've remembered now. It's We Sell Seashells. Thank you very much. We Sell Oh, Jesus. We Sell Seashells and Bad Monkey.
Name ist Burkhard Fiesenfeld und du hörst Nick Tanz, Is This Thing on Podcast.
That's another instrumental, isn't it? Yeah, see, I'm on the ball. I did used to do lots of specials as well. I did a jazz special, a female special. Now, Matt Stevens said I should do an instrumental special. I might do that one day. I might do some more special. Who knows what I'm going to do? I kind of went off the boil. I didn't put so much effort into the podcast because I found that I was doing so much effort into pushing the podcast and doing different things with the podcast. I don't get paid for the podcast. I don't get any money from it. It's kind of my hobby. But the thing that I actually want to make money from, which is my music, was suffering as a result. So if you want to help the podcast, there's actually there isn't a flatter thing on the, there should be a flatter widget on the podcast. I'm trying to make it work, but it's not. But if you want to support the podcast and if you want it to be a bit better, give me some money. Money's my incentive. As you speak to lots of musicians, they'll do anything for money. They really, really will. So if I can sell some more CDs, that's fine. I won't make a better show. It'll just be like this, really. It'll just be like this. Right, the next track I'm going to play is from Tom Caulfield. Now, I was down Tom's Way, which is in Weymouth, down on the south coast of England, at the weekend. And now, Tom owes me a bit of money. He owes me a bit of money. So I went down there, I texted him, I said, "Hey, Tom, I'm in your manor, mate. Now, where's his fucking money? You got my fucking money?" Do you know what? Didn't reply to me, except... well, what can I say? Well, anyway, I'm going to play this track, which he still owes me some fucking money for. You know what I mean? I had this idea of starting a record label called Pure Acoustica, and I kind of did with him and me. And I wanted to basically just to record very, very simply. I like doing things simply because I think, you know, it just sounds good. It's a little bit different. I didn't put any reverb or any sort of EQ or anything on the tracks. Just had it really, really flat. And I thought it was a really good idea. I did an album myself, and I recorded Tom's album the same. I've kind of trying to change my mind a little bit, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you this track I've recorded of Tom's, and it's dead flat. There's no reverb. Reverb's echo, by the way, if you don't know. There's no echo on it. There's no effects on it. It's just as it is. Tell me what you think. There's all the other tracks that we've got on here, all produced, etc. I'd be interested to know. Do you like it flat like this, or do you want it lift? Do you like it lifted with a little bit of little electronic trickery? Anyway, listen to this. This is Tom Caulfield and Good You Got Away.
Little Miss Valentine killed herself on New Year's Day, and her brother joined the army just to get away. Now Benny's on the corner, he's singing songs about trains. He ain't doing it for the money, he's doing it for the change. Everyone's waiting for the ship to come in. Me, I'm still waiting to be washed of all my sins. And I remember the words you had tattooed on your skin. It's good you got away. It's good you got away. It's good you got away. When you could get away. Now it's getting colder without you around, and I'm starting to notice what I don't like about this town. And the night's closing in, and the rain's coming down. And it's good you got away. It's good you got away. It's good you got away. When you could get away. Thank you. everyone's still drinking, though their reasons might have changed. And everybody misses you and the games you used to play. And sometimes I think it's good that you're out of town, and sometimes it's a shame. And it's good you got away. It's good you got away. It's good you got away when you could get away. It's good you got away. It's good you got away. And it's good you got away when you could get away.
G'day, I'm Eck from Channel Eck. Streif, you're listening to Is This Thing On with Nick Tan.
And that was Tom Caulfield and Good You Got Away. Fantastic track by a really, really great artist. Great guy who owes me 60 fucking quid. Another track I've played for a long time at the early start of the podcast was Kid Russell, and is Kid Russell. I haven't played anything from him for a while because I keep messaging him and chatting to him on various mediums on the internet. Because I know he's got new singles out and things. Like, why don't you send me some stuff, man? Why don't you send me some stuff, eh? What's your problem? What's your problem? But I'll still love this track. This is a great track. This is Kid Russell and East Northeast Avenue.
Please don't grow, ties don't grip. No grass grows, but I like it like this. My home is East on North Avenue. No jobs left, but my mic's still lit. He don't work, but I like it like this. My home is East on North Avenue. All the streetlights are broken. The house next door's foreclosing. All the neighbors wave hello because they're all drunk, broke, and smoking. My dad calls in freeloading. These bills sit here unopened. All the neighbors wave hello because they're all drunk, broke, and smoking.
Rhyming by the cup, the radio's up. The TV don't work, but we don't give up.
My home is East on North Avenue.
It might be broken, here we don't fix. It is what it is, but I like it like this.
My home is East on North Avenue.
Still it, it is what it is, but I like it like this.
All the streetlights are broken, the house next door's foreclosing. All the neighbors wave hello because we're all drunk, broke, and smoking. My dad calls it freeloading. These bills sit here unopened. All the neighbors wave hello because we're all drunk, broke, and smoking. All the neighbors wave hello.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll make sure to get your album, Kid. Send us some new bloody tracks, mate. That's what we want. Right, that was Kid Russell and East Northeast Avenue. I'm just having a little fiddle around. Make sure, am I recording? I am recording. That's always, it's always good to know. Now, I also, because I'm a member of a thing called the Association Music Podcasters, I put in have an input into other podcasts, including AMP, what they call AMPT, which is the Association Music Podcast. It comes out once a week. Now, I've often hosted it. But I can also submit tracks to it. I'm going to host it a lot more, actually, because it's quite good fun to do. And there's another one called Made in the UK, which is another podcast that I kind of co-host every so often. Now, I met this next band that I'm going to play you. This is the reason I'm telling you all this. And of all the podcasts that I go on, that I've hosted, that I submit tracks to, this band have supplied most of them. Well, I haven't supplied them. They gave me the track. I supply these tracks because I absolutely bloody love this band. I love this band so much, I tried to steal the keyboard player and I tried to steal the drummer to come and play in my band. I may have mentioned this before. I don't know. They wisely said no and carried on being in successful bands. But one day when they're on their uppers and they've got no other choice, I'm going to get them to come and play for me because they're fantastic. They're very, very nice guys. Brilliant musicians. Great composers. And this is the track I'm going to play you from a band called Caroline's Capuchin. I can't remember what the name of this bloody track is. I've got it written down there. Oh, yeah, this is Precipice, and it's fucking great.
Thank you.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Of course you can, because you're very clever, inspirational, and smart people. So go to the website and have a look there. Caroline's Capuchin, Precipice. Fantastic track. Right, two more tracks to go. Next track I'm going to play is by a band called Ex Libra. So I've played this track a couple of times. They're a really, really good band. Fantastic drummer, Russ Conway. I was going to say, Russ Conway, you're asking yourself. Or some people are saying, hang on a second, you're showing your age. Russ, I'm doing it again, aren't I? Ross Kenning, fantastic drummer. Used to drum for me and my band People many moons ago. And Kieran Nagy, who's a keyboard player, and he used to play keyboard to me years ago. Doesn't anymore. Why is that, you bastards? But they've got this fantastic band called Ex Libris. I don't know who the other guy is. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I only know the other two guys because I used to know them. I still know them. I haven't chatted to Kieran for donkey's years. But Ross, I have. In fact, the microphone I'm using now, Ross gave me as a wedding present 5 years ago. Isn't that lovely of him? So I like to repay the favour and play this track. And I'll catch up with Ross soon. I'll catch up with you soon, Ross. Like I say, I'm on holiday at the moment. I'm still in Portugal. I should be back soon with news of the 100th podcast and all that lovely stuff. Anyway, look, let's get on with the music. This is Ex Libris and Teenage Eyes. Twitter.com. Beautiful little track there, wasn't it? Lovely, 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 lovely. Right, the track I'm going to leave you with today is a track by my band at the time, called People, not the band now, featuring Kieran Nagy on keyboards, piano at the beginning and all through the song, and Ross Kenning as well on drums all the way through the song. And there's other people like Ben Webster and loads of other lovely people. It's a big nine-piece band. This was kind of our signature tune, I suppose. This is the one that we used to open the set with. And I kind of play it a little bit now solo, but not very often, because solo, it doesn't, I don't know, with the guitar, I think most of it, I've still got the band thing in my head, but when I actually play it live, I think it sounds a little bit empty. But that could be just me. I could just be a little bit empty. Well, by the time you listen to this, I'll be, when this is going to come out on a Sunday, hopefully, if I program everything properly. And I'll be back this Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, I think it will be. And then I'll be ready to do the next podcast. Who knows what will happen with that one? That'll be podcast number 98. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of these older tracks. I haven't had many new tracks coming recently, to tell you the truth. I mean, this time of the year, it goes a little bit quiet because people are going away on holiday, etc. As I am indeed. But when we get back, hopefully we'll get some new stuff going and some news, things about the 100th edition of the podcast, which is very exciting. It's going to be a really good show. We're going to be putting it out live on Ustream and on, Stream Jam. So if you don't need, have a look at Stream Jam. It's as in stream, as in river, etc. Streamjam.com. Because I'm going to be going out. We're going to be putting the 100th podcast out live on that. And you'll be able to see that with your eyes. And you'll be able to see it, hopefully, if all goes well. I'm trying to get all the technical stuff sorted out. But I'll tell you more about that when I've come back and I'm good and rested. This next song, which is the last song, one of mine, called... What's it called? God, I've forgotten what the bloody song's called now. Look, I'm getting all carried away myself. If I just do this. Oh, yes. This is Time and Time Again. This is People. This has been me. And I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Mommy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mommy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
To see more shit that Nick does, go to nicktanmusic.com. This is the Posh Bird. And you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?